grab your passports and raise your glasses, because it's time to embark on a spirited journey around the world with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. We're your hosts, Steph
and Sam,
and we're thrilled to welcome you to our podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to Boozed Up Brits Abroad. This week we're in Canada.
Canadian land.
With our Canadian friend, again.
Hello, I am Matthew, without a delay.
Oh, you got your name. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
He knows his name this week.
That's brilliant.
So
absolutely,
it took a lot.
He has made us some B52 shots to start the podcast.
I honestly thought you were going to say he's made us some vegan shots, and I was going to be like, "Yeah, fucking what?"
They could be vegan, done. Honestly.
No,
but I don't know, because Bailey says cream in. Yeah.
I got a good joke there.
Well, let's hear it before we do the shot.
Oh, is this the? Yeah, I know the one.
A vegan and a vegetarian jump off a bridge to see who hits the ground first. Who wins?
The pescatarian?
Society.
So, it's slightly offensive and but extremely funny.
The worst thing was I said that to Rob's wife yesterday at the golf club. She's a vegan. And she did not find it funny one fucking bit.
No, because vegans don't have a sense of humour.
Oh, she was sour.
They don't have a lot of things.
She was so fucking sour. I was like, oh, shit. I'm just going to go for a cigarette. That was a bad joke. I'm my mate.
Yeah. I felt bad because I ate like 19 sausages in front of you.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, you didn't even bring me one, you fuck.
You didn't ask.
But back to the B-52s.
Canada!
So, real quick.
Go for it.
The B-52 was invented in the Banff Springs Hotel by a Peter Finch, and it's a layered shot in a café pousse style, which is a French style of coffee that comes
did
in
you just say pousse? Pousse?
Yeah, I did. It's a French word.
Pousse.
Which means push, right? So
yeah, it does. When you push it out.
Yeah. But like, you know, if you get... yeah, anyways. So it's a layered drink, and you're supposed to savor each layer, but us in Canadia land... We just shoot the whole damn thing.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
But it was made in Banff, of all places. Banff. The Banff Springs, which is a hotel that looks like a castle, if you've never been.
Did you just pronounce the T in castle?
Castle. Are you good?
Say it again.
Well, are you talking to me or...
I'll do it. Castle.
Castle.
Oh, no. Okay.
I think I just enunciate castle. The A.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It's not
I thought
Castel.
You said castle. I was like...
Isn't Peter Finch a golf player?
Huh?
No. I don't know if it's the same Peter Finch.
It's... I know you're thinking of. It's not Peter. It's...
Finch golf player.
Oh, fuck. I'm not going to remember it.
It's not actually P.
Richard.
Richard?
No.
No, it's not Richard.
Well, Richard Finch is the English professional golfer.
I'm talking about like a golfer, but he's a YouTube golfer.
What's the difference between a golfer and a YouTube golfer?
Ian Baker Finch?
No.
Why the fuck would you be watching YouTube golfers?
Oh, YouTube. Peter Finch Golf.
Yeah. I watch actual professionals.
I just like the entertainment.
Yeah.
YouTube pays well.
It does.
So does Pornhub. OnlyFans.
You know, the thing I love about Pornhub is when people upload movies, like actual movies, or, you know, their game videos.
And they get like 40 million views, and you're like, you smart motherfucker.
TikTok before
I came here to see titties, and I watched a Call of Duty round that was amazing.
760 no scope.
Right?
Yeah, those guys are crazy.
I did that the other day.
Wait, stuff other than porn on Pornhub?
Oh, yeah. People are sneaky, man.
Right, they upload heaps of shit.
Yeah, How to Train Your Dragons on there.
The first page or is it? Coming?
We're just going to... Maybe they took it down.
Anyways, back to Canadian land.
Can we have a shot?
So, the B-52 is layered with Kahlua, Bailey's, and...
That's not my one, that's yours. I had the red one.
Oh.
You also had the black one and Steph had the blue one, but that's fine.
Do you care?
No, they were washed.
Oh.
Or rinsed.
Is it named after the bomber?
No, so Peter Finch allegedly liked to name his drinks after famous bands, so it was named after the B-52s.
Good band, good music.
Cheers.
Cheers. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And so, then you do the tap thing.
Yeah, so a lot of people in Canada tap their shot glasses. I don't remember why. It's just a good luck thing.
Wasn't it originally, if you had a shot like that that was like layered, they do that and it breaks it down into one?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
They're quite nice, though.
They are good shots. And there's been a lot of variations on the B-52.
You could only, like, you couldn't fucking bang those all night. That'd be way too sweet for me.
Oh, too sweet. But that was compared to the nail polish remover that we had in the last.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Oh, you'd drink fucking 50 of those before you had one of them.
Yeah, for continuity purposes, last week.
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
We're all wearing the same stuff, exactly.
Well, we wear the same stuff. Every day.
Yeah, you know.
Matt just hasn't changed in a week.
I was thinking about buying one of those, what are they called?
Udis.
There was some on sale, well, not like on sale, but you could buy them in Paihia. There was a shop that sold Udis. And I was like, oh, I should buy that before I go down.
You can buy them from EB Games.
I remembered today that you probably didn't have one and was like, oh shit, we should have ordered some because we need to get
Adam one as well.
You should have just let me know. I was shopping in Auckland.
No, Steph buys them online, you get 2 for 1.
Oh.
So
you need to get a choice.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, yeah. If we buy, you get what we're
paying for it, you're fucking wearing it.
You get what you're given.
You know what? I love that. Who loves free will anyway?
No.
Not Americans?
Communism. Oh, no.
They try.
They think they like it.
Yeah. They try. Was it the amendments? But like 8 of them have been amended?
No, the Constitution. And then all the amendments. And they're like, but it's my First Amendment right. And then
like, there's like, a reason it's called
an amendment.
That. Yeah, you fuckhead. That's why we should all live in Canada. Because Canadian people are nice. Canada.
Oh, yeah. It's on fire right now. It's best to stay away.
Is it actually on fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so Matt's like one of the only other people that I was like, when I was laid on the couch before Tongan, I was like, you know, Canada's, he goes, yeah, the fire's.
Is it therapy?
Pretty fucking much. And I was like, you know, Canada's on fire. He goes, yeah, it is.
Like, we didn't start the fire.
Yeah, that's right.
It was only burning since the world was turning.
We didn't start the fire.
So did you know, interesting fact about the song, Fall Out Boy just did another version of We Didn't Start the Fire comprised of stuff that happened after the original We Didn't Start the Fire. So everything from
shit?
It's not that bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's cool because they use the same cadence and it's, but.
It's pretty fucked, like, especially because over here, if you look at all the news and all that, there's nothing about it.
No.
No, well, we all know that the media likes to push an agenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have your...
I'm watching you, Biden.
You have your tinfoil hat over there.
Yeah, I fucking do.
I'll grab it when I grab our next Canadian drinks.
Which is a good segue into...
Yeah, so I guess... Do we want to go for the classic Canadian Caesar?
Yeah.
Next?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had one.
No,
no,
so...
you won't have done.
And I want to do a big shout out to Alex at iCarumba in New Zealand here for coming in on his day off to give us the Clamato juice.
Oh, is that the fellow that when you're going to go buy it and he was like, I'll meet you at the shop?
Yeah, because they're closed on weekends.
Yeah, and what a good come.
Yeah, I tried to get it shipped, but there were some difficulties with that. And so I had to go pick it up.
Whereabouts was that shop?
It's an online store in New Zealand. They sell Latino foods and Mexican foods, and they had a Clamato, which is the main drink in a Caesar.
Yeah, wicked. Good fella.
Yeah.
Solid. Not hard to be a nice person.
No.
Short bro.
We appreciate it.
Clamato different from tomato?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it starts with a C, you fucker.
Yeah, so...
it's like made like tomato without the T.
And with a cl.
Yeah, so Clamato is clam juice. Yeah, Clamato is clam juice and tomato juice put into one. And it sounds really gross, but the Caesar is the ultimate breakfast drink.
It's,
you know, if you want to drink all day, you start the day with either Caesars or mimosas.
Bro, trust me, I can start it with Sambuca. I can start it with tequila.
We can start it with much more things than clams.
You don't feel like an alcoholic.
Clams. Mum and Dad, if you're listening, please ignore that. That was just a snarky comment. I'm sorry.
A snarky comment?
Yeah.
Snarky comment.
I'm sorry. Back to the clam juice.
Oh, no. And the cool thing about the Caesars is the garnish. So the Caesar was invented in Calgary. They wanted a signature. The restaurant wanted a signature Italian drink, and I can't remember his name, but he came up with the Caesar. And the Caesars can be garnished with anything.
Well, isn't that where my auntie lived, Calgary? She lived in Calgary.
You on the phone? You told me you had relatives in Calgary.
No, she's dead now.
You had relatives in Calgary.
She, I'm pretty sure it was Calgary. She died early this year.
Yeah. But that was in England, so I'm not sure.
Nah, because she'd moved back, but I'm pretty sure she still had property or something in Calgary. Because we always got invited, and I was like, oh,
we can toast to her then.
Yeah, good on you.
Calgary drink.
But yeah, I'll go grab those.
Yeah, and while he's doing that, we are going to scratch off Canada.
Take a short break.
It'll take a while, so.
So. Traditionally,
it's got a little green
Caesar,
dick in it.
Yeah, the Caesar traditionally had a lime instead of a lemon, but unfortunately,
oh, you can smell it.
Limes are not in season.
Also, limes are basically lemons here. Yeah, in New Zealand, if you have a lime, it will still look like a lemon, even if it's technically a lime plant.
But yeah, it's rimmed with celery salt, also not a thing in New Zealand, so we crushed up celery seeds and mixed salt with it. Back home, a bar I worked at had...
That smells like a real bad curry.
Yeah, had a Stampede Caesar, which had a hamburger on top of it. You could garnish a Caesar with anything.
So, I've had a Bloody Mary in Auckland with bacon. So, they had like a stick that they just like zigzagged bacon on it and then like fried the bacon and then put that on it.
Yeah, today we have... our New Zealand lime, which is a lemon, an olive, a pickle, a celery stick, and a pepperoni stick that...
There's pepperoni in there!
Yeah, it sunk, but the glasses are a little tall. But in Canada, we cheers with basically any other language's cheers. We'll say anything, but a simple one is cheers.
I was going to say that's English, but yeah.
Yeah.
What's French for cheers? Because there's
santé. Santé, which means santé. Health.
Santé?
Santé.
Slantra. It's Irish.
Sure.
Kempai is Chinese and Kempai.
Do you drink? Do you just...
You kumbe. Just drink it.
Kumbe. Do you just...
I prefer my Caesars with an ounce of pickle juice, but that's just me.
You could have taken some.
No. I figured we'd just hit the classic note. There's a lot of renditions on the Caesar.
I'm not sure.
That's like tomato soup.
It's heavy on the tomato, so I'm not mad about it.
Fuck, you can taste that. Holy shit.
I can't
shit.
Taste the clam.
But no. You know what? I tell you what. On a, it cures,
see
it
you
cures
later.
Any Hanover.
Hanover? Isn't that a place?
In Germany.
So I love a Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary is probably, like, one of my favourite cocktails. So, I want to like this.
But you don't?
So far, it tastes like that. I can smell the celery, which is putting me off.
What do you do with the rest of it?
You eat it.
Right.
It's like a little dinner.
Right.
Why?
I don't know how I feel about olives.
I'm not an olive guy, but...
Where'd you get them then?
Because they didn't have pickled beans.
This is the fanciest... maybe not the fanciest. This is the most extravagant drink we've drunk on this podcast. There's a lot of effort gone into this, and I appreciate it.
You know, I figured I'd have to do my home country proud, even though I don't want to be there.
Still don't like olives.
I picked garlic
olives. I just eat these. I don't like little green dicks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shrek is going to be so offended.
No, that's a big green dick. It's fine.
But just wait till you get to the pepperoni stick.
Yeah. I'm not mad at this. I can't taste the clam. I'm very happy.
I'm going to have like a whole clip of just close-up face of them.
Try the olive. It's not that bad.
Oh, he's getting there. It's not that bad.
No, I don't like olives, and I've ate it.
I picked a garlic olive, hoping that I like garlic, and I don't like olives. Figured that would, you know, minimize the.
Peg, do you like olives? Do you want an olive?
Oh, oh. The
pig likes
celery
it.
Smell is strong.
It might be because there's a celery stalk in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Do you eat the lemon as well?
Well, it's, most people squeeze the lime into the drink, but...
Oh, wait, it's like a...
Half of the garnish is for look. You don't have to have any of it. But the pepperoni stick is nice.
Uh-huh.
Why does it taste so sweet?
It's kind of like dipping your cookies in milk.
No, it's not. It's nothing like dipping your cookies in milk.
It's like dipping your cookies in fucking pickle juice.
It's like dipping your dick in a volcano. That's what it is. I'm going to eat it because I'm hungry.
Well, clearly one of us here doesn't appreciate Canadian culture.
Why do you have a stick and I don't?
Because I took mine and I stabbed the pepperoni.
When you spat your olive out, you put your stick down.
Worth it.
Oh. Would you like a stick?
Nothing good. It's like, it's not bad, but it's also shit.
I feel like I just had dinner.
I feel like I should be in Fiji or something.
There's no better way to start a hungover day than...
Why do you struggle with hangover so much?
It's the past tense. Because it's not hangover, it's hungover.
Uh-huh.
When you go to your mate's house, you hang over.
What?
You hang over with him.
What?
And you, because yesterday I hung over at my mate's house, but I wasn't hangover, I was hangover. Because that was your stay with the hangover. Make sense?
No.
No.
That made less sense than what Matt just said. I'm glad you're not Canadian, buddy.
Pal.
Hey. Don't call me buddy guy.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know how I feel about it.
That's sour seed.
It is yummy. But I'd rather have Heinz tomato soup.
With alcohol? With vodka?
No, it's just a soup.
Yeah, but this is a good way to start a day.
Yeah.
You know, you get to have a Caesar at 7 in the morning and not be an alcoholic.
Why do you think I always have Bloody Marys on holiday?
Every time we go on holiday, because we get fucking hammered the night before.
Yeah, so I get up, I have a Bloody Mary, and because we normally start drinking again by at least 11, so then...
Fuck no, it's 9, because you wake me up. Every time we go on holiday, bro, this fucking does my tits in. It's like, we don't want to waste it, we've paid for this, we're like... 8 a.m. Boom. Babe, get up. What are we doing? I don't fucking know. I'm sleeping. Oh, well, what are we doing today? And as soon as we get out of the hotel or our suite or our villa or the fucking boat, the cruise, wherever we are, straight to the bar.
And only because I know that's the only way I can get you out of bed that quickly.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
I'm like, how do I get him to get up right now and do stuff with me? Promise him that I'll take him to the bar first.
It does work. It does work.
Now,
actually, that's getting a lot better the more I get down.
Yeah, it does generally get better when you go down.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't normally have.
I taste the clam when I get to the bottom.
Tabasco. I normally just do the Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, so a lot of people get this confused too about Caesars. If you want to,
do you like celery?
Yeah.
You don't have to. You can put some peanut butter if you want.
My dogs are staying away from you.
That's.
I know we're friends, but stay away from my dogs and the peanut butter.
I thought you didn't like peanut butter.
I might.
Do you have some in the house?
Probably. Yeah. Marmite. Do you like Marmite?
I've never had
English
it.
English Marmite.
Like proper Marmite.
No.
Oh, bro.
I've never had it.
You'll love it.
I don't know if I will.
Maybe we'll film that later and we'll do that as a bit of a Patreon thing.
Mm. Yeah. Subscribe to see the Canadian eat Marmite.
Marmite.
I don't even know what that is.
Fuck, thrilling content.
Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Part of part of something.
But yeah, so it's Worcestershire.
There we go.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
You know, there's three hard things to say in the English language.
One is not one of them.
I'm not okay.
I know you're not okay.
What's your sister's sauce?
I need help. And Worcestershire sauce.
It's Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire sauce.
Just say Worcester sauce.
Yeah, Worcester sauce. Even English people can't say it.
Worcestershire.
Yeah, you can eat it, but you're fine.
You've got two English people in the room, and you go, you can't even say Worcestershire.
No, it's Worcestershire.
No, it's Worcestershire. It's Worcestershire.
What do you do with the rest? What do you do with the rest of the letters?
That's all the letters.
You guys just put in extra letters.
If you actually read it, everyone always puts in extra letters, and it's not.
It's Worcestershire. And there is a city in Worcestershire called Worcester.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Fucking Canadians. What
about your Americans coming out.
What about what? Civilians. You mean surveillance?
Maybe.
Sylvanians are like those little characters.
No. You said civilians.
That's a word that I've always had problems with.
Surveillance.
You mean like cameras?
Yeah. Surveillance. Yeah, it's...
You fucking what?
Surveillance.
Dude, you sound like you're talking about an ancient civilization.
I genuinely Do you remember those little characters with the Sylvanian families?
You're fucking with me, aren't you? That's not how you've always said it.
No, but the Sylvanians came from Atlantis. They moved from Atlantis to Troy. It's this crazy thing. You know, it's a fun fact. If you really deep dive into conspiracy theories, you'll see civilians that moved from...
Give me a minute.
Where have you gone?
He's grabbing his tinfoil hat. Because I clearly forgot it. It's almost like a fez.
It is a fez.
He's almost like a shiner. You know, almost like a shriner, but a shiner. Because it's shiny.
I like what you did there.
But the Cervalians are an ancient civilization that got kicked out of Atlantis, and when they ended up in Troy, they got kicked out of Troy when it fell.
Brad Pitt.
Yes. Achilles. I don't know if you heard of Achilles' brother. Dees.
I think I tattooed him.
No. So there's Achilles and Dees. And so the...
Nuts.
I mean... There's a whole
Is that where you were going with that? Because I swear to God, if you're gonna try and fuck me up at the end of this fucking story and go nuts, I'm like, you fucking motherfucker.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I'll. It's been spoiled, but
I'm so glad we both have a shit memory.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
These nuts are great. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, Achilles and testicles, or D's. Depending on how you want to call them.
So you were going for D's nuts.
That's a huge
If it's testicles.
Yeah.
You fully were. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you. High five.
Yeah. There's nothing like having a punchline ruined at the end of the joke.
Yeah. You motherfucker. But fucking Canadians.
As soon as you see testicles, it's like, No, that's not a person. It's a
disease. You know why I got this? Because my fucking tinfoil hat.
Yeah.
Shit's everywhere.
That would be a really cool story to share.
Why do you not have much salt in the room?
I did.
Yeah, what have you done with all your salt?
I don't know.
But like, if you look at our glasses, they're still pretty, like, you know, well maintained.
No, like, I looked at it and it was super strong and I was like, ugh.
Now, I tell you what, the grinding, the celery salt, the way that Google says to make celery salt is 2 parts salt to 1 part celery seeds. That is not celery salt.
Don't believe everything you read on Google.
Yeah, 100%. No matter how many articles say that's the case, celery salt is definitely a different concoction.
I reckon celery salt is like chicken salt.
Do you want to try that?
Like it's salt, like...
With celery.
No.
Because I mean, he's got a point.
Isn't chicken salt just salt with chicken?
No, isn't ground it up with, chickens, like, chicken stock?
They like literally chuck chickens been, like, in a blender. In
chicken stock.
Yeah.
That's what they get with all the male chickens. Oh, they're not called chickens, are they?
It's called chicken semen.
Are we assaulting chickens?
Ayo!
So well they put,
assaulting cocks?
When they're born, you know, the little fluffy chicks, the boy ones get chucked into like a pulverizer and dead. And
what did they do? Nuggets.
This is where we're going with that.
Aiden, you're going home in a minute if you carry on.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did they do?
No, I don't want to hear that again. Do you try and dismantle my chicken nuggets?
No, but he said they did something.
Where I was originally going was for chicken seasoning.
But you just ruined really chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets, so that was the second thing that came to my head.
Oh, wow. This is a bit and spicy.
And I've got a lot to eat.
So why are you hiding?
It's got Tabasco in it.
How's that?
Why are you hiding?
Hiding.
What?
Yeah, he said he hid.
He's hiding from the police.
And
the chicken police.
The chicken did. What did the chicken do?
Cross the road.
No, the chicken's dead.
Dead or did? Is it?
They did.
They did what?
They did.
What did they do?
I couldn't resist. Right, so anyways, back to Canada land, yeah. Terrence and Philip.
So we've had no facts about Canada yet.
That's not true.
So, sorry, we've had facts about a B-52 and about a Caesar, but...
I honestly thought you meant
Indigenous Caesar, people in Canada were drinking before us whites got there.
Us whites?
Whites.
That couldn't sound any more racist.
You know, I am not going to comment coming from Canada.
Us whites.
Well, the Indigenous people weren't European white people.
Are there black people in Canada?
There is black people in Canada, yes.
No, there's not. None of them.
We call them Afro-Americans.
You know when the Canadian says it and he says he's not going to make a comment? Matt, stop making comments.
I'm sorry.
Did you say Afro-Americans?
Well, Canada is in North America, yeah, so technically we're still Americans.
Native Americans are still the same.
Yeah, but Afro-Americans?
No,
Those are the black Canadians.
There's Native Americans like, man, need fire.
What?
No, that is not true at all.
No, okay, so related back to New Zealand, you've got Māori people that were here before.
Oh, God, this is going to go downhill.
Before white people took over.
Yeah.
In America and Canada, you had Native Americans, Indigenous people, that were there before the Europeans took over.
And it's really funny, because we used to call them Indians.
Yeah.
And then all the people from India showed up.
Yeah, I don't know why they were ever called Red Indians, right?
That also, Aiden's thinking of, what is it, Redskins?
Redskins is an offensive term for the Native Americans. Yeah, or the Aboriginal people of Canada.
That was what they were called back in the day. And everyone was like, you shouldn't say that.
Yeah, and then there was the whole cowboys and Indians era.
Scalping and fucking...
Yeah. And
that's where I was going with the cowboys.
Yes, and now they are the Aboriginal people or peoples.
Natives.
Or indigenous Native Americans, people. Indigenous people.
They're not called Indians because we have actual Indians.
Nah,
because
they own all the
casinos. That's what I say, but I don't... I feel like that's a touchy subject in such a PC world.
Oh, you don't want to upset anyone.
Have you listened to the rest of this podcast? Watch
out. Oh. Listen to the what podcast?
This podcast.
Oh. I can't say that I have. I probably should have before I was on it, but here we are.
I'm pretty PG, but these guys are just fucking terrible.
Yeah. We don't... He's really worried he's going to offend the aliens.
To be honest, I think he's more worried he's going to offend aliens than anybody else.
Yeah, that's why he's got the hat on.
Is it true the first
Oh, you're not going to like that pic.
Aye?
Is it true the first alien came from Canada?
No, they
Fuck
came from
off.
Mexico.
They're believed to, but it's not.
I would just like to take a moment to point out that Sam threw his celery It landed on the floor.
Did she eat it?
No.
Jen, our dog, ran to it, was like, "Oh, snack." Put it in her mouth and went, walked away.
Now, earlier when I was chopping said celery, yeah. Tonic loved celery.
He's a salad boy.
But I think that dog eats anything.
Yeah, he does. And he eats poop.
Tonight, I've seen him open a Coca-Cola bottle, eat cardboard, and eat celery. So that guy's just hungry.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tom.
Don't get him out here.
It's going to go to waste.
He'll be in bed.
He'll get it eventually.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we're out of drinks.
Yes.
So shall we?
Yes.
If you guys want to say some fun facts, I will go.
I was just going to say that the indigenous people, what they drank were fermented fruits, berries, and sap, such as birch beer and spruce beer.
Like tree sap?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they often used them for ceremonial purposes.
Oh, no shit.
I feel like that should be more of a popular thing in Canada, yeah, but I've never knew that.
Wow.
I never knew that.
Yeah. So I'm sure still, like, in the tribes and stuff, they'll, like... No, do they
I don't think you'd have many.
They do have reservations. Mm-hmm. They do.
And do they, still have, like, ceremonies and stuff?
I don't think there'd be many.
I feel like, but aren't they trying to get more of their heritage back? Like, they're trying to do more things.
Murica.
Yeah, but I think a lot of it was lost.
Yeah.
I think Canada did a really...
bad job?
Yeah. New Zealand seemed to have done...
No, they've done a lot better than around the world.
Yeah, New Zealand's... I find the Maori people in New Zealand are more integrated in society than a lot of the Aboriginals in Canada.
Okay, so you don't...
And they're trying to make... They're trying to make more of a point, and I will try to be tactful about this, but...
KFC is good, yeah.
It's... Yeah. In America, that's a whole different...
But like a hangi, right? For Māori people, like a hangi is like their traditional, like, food.
I do love a good hangi.
Right? But that's so normal.
Like, yeah.
And like white people eat that. Like it's...
Yeah.
It's definitely better. Like I don't imagine around the world. I don't know because I've not been to...
Like, I feel like places. Like out of most people, like especially coming from where I'm from, I've adapted the Māori culture quite well.
Yeah, like we embrace it like, a lot more than other
countries. I speak a little here and there and like...
Yeah. This, I'm sure that, we could do better, but
I think
do a lot more.
Yeah.
I think they've learned a lot. Two, right? So New Zealand's, like, we've only touched down in New Zealand for at least, what, 200 years?
Yeah.
So I think they've learned a lot about what they've done to other cultures, and they were able to more integrate them into society, whereas Canada and America did a really bad job of... They didn't...
They're purely there to take over.
Yeah, they didn't assimilate them fully, and they kind of left it in this weird middle ground that's bred a lot of problems and a lot of generational
trauma. I mean, America probably should have saved themselves by keeping Trump in power. Well,
okay, please go make another joke.
Anyway, so up next, I'm going to present you guys with whiskey sours made with Canadian Club. And Canadian Club was made... Started in... No, not Canada.
Wrong.
Actually, it was started in Detroit, and during
Michigan.
Yeah,
Michigan. During, I think it was 1850s.
Isn't Eminem from Detroit?
Yes, 8 Mile.
Yeah. Carry on. Sorry.
I don't know where the Eminem guys are from, but they make really good chocolate.
Oh, I was like, what?
Or do you mean
the rapper?
Mom spit. Mom's vomit on my sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. Sorry. Ron M&M's.
Yeah. That was good. Bad. Good.
Good, bad, good.
But Canadian Club whiskey was actually invented in Detroit, Michigan. And during the Prohibition era, I'll have to fact check his name, but he went over to Canada and started Walkerville, which is now Windsor, Ontario. And
no shit.
Yeah, so he started this he took his alcohol from the States during the Prohibition and started brewing it in Canada. And they they made a town, Walkerville, and I believe it was close to the 1900s. They recognized it as a real town, and then eventually they renamed it Windsor, Ontario, and that's where Canadian Club whiskey came from. And it got the name Canadian Club because when he brought it back to the States, they were trying to hound the name, and they gave it this Canadian label to say that it wasn't a premium quality whiskey.
That's fuck. So he literally went from Detroit to and started a little town.
Yeah, yeah, all based on this alcohol.
Yeah.
Because America had prohibition.
Because they had a prohibition in America.
Oh, yeah, so he wouldn't be able to. So he moved over the border to Canada, and he started this little town, and then it became fucking... Windsor, Ontario.
Windsor, Ontario.
Can you see Michigan on the map? No,
it doesn't.
Is it near the top?
No, it should be down here.
Michigan's pretty, pretty close to the top, so it's not far from the border.
No, it's like, there's Vancouver, Winnipeg.
Well, Ontario's on the right, right?
Vancouver's.
No, Vancouver's.
Yeah, way.
It would be, it'd be around here somewhere.
Yeah.
There's Winnipeg right there.
Yeah, like, so it's in Ontario close to,
That's around crazy. So they actually fucking literally named...
Yeah, so it was called Walkerville, and then it changed its name to Windsor, Ontario.
So was he something...
Walker? Wow. Oh, was his name like Walker or something?
I'll have a look. After this break.
We now have Piggy with us.
Spot number four filled.
Yeah. She has joined us for... the end of this podcast because she thought we were spending too long not giving her attention. So,
so then we, what was the...
Hiram Walker was the guy who invented Canadian Club
in the
1800s. And he went to Canada and made Walkerville, which got renamed Windsor, Ontario. And that's where we left off.
I wonder why they renamed it, but I honestly couldn't give a shit, but they... Because it was obviously named after him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was he went there during the Prohibition in America so that he can continue making whiskey, and he made Walkerville so that people would come to the town to all together create this whiskey.
There must be some of them went down for him to change the name then.
But I wonder what time that was, because there was Prohibition in... 1858 was when he established Canadian Club, the trademark.
Yeah, because I think it was in the 30s he started distilling whiskey in America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was, from 1918 to 1920 in Canada, there was prohibition. So it had to be before then.
Bloody poop heads. You'd almost just let them do what they want, wouldn't you?
They do now.
Yeah.
Well, to a point.
And, you know, this is one of my favorite drinks to make, is a sour. And a sour generally is comprised of lemon juice, egg whites, the alcohol, and a little bit of simple syrup.
Is this one always gets me? It's this one, and we had that one on our wedding day.
Oh, the... What do we have on the wedding day?
It was super fucking strong.
Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Yeah. The original whiskey. Yeah. The original whiskey.
They're the two that get me, and I'm like, whoa, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have the whiskey sour, the pisco sour, and the amaretto sour, the big sours. And if you want to make a vegan sour, you can use chickpeas. You can use chickpea juice, and you'll get the same frothy foam that the egg whites leave. And then I made a cocktail menu for a restaurant once, and I used pineapple juice instead of egg whites, and that achieved the same foam function when you shake pineapple juice.
Oh, no shit. I seen a good one the other day, and it was a photo of a fella who said, just went to the toilet, and some vegan forgot to flush. And it was like two leaves and a twig in the bowl.
Skid marks,
yeah, the skid marks. And I was like, "That's fucking brilliant." No offense to you vegans, but go fuck yourself.
So what country would we like to cheers to now, seeing as Canadians like to use other
countries? Oh, yeah. You see, that's how fucking nice they are.
Salut.
They don't even want to say it to themselves. They want to use other people's fucking...
Well, like, what do Americans do? They don't have an American cheer.
Well, it's cheers.
Cheers.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but isn't that the same as England?
Bottoms up.
Bottoms up, yeah.
But yeah, it's cheers.
To the bottom.
To the bottom. Bottoms up. Cheers. Kempai.
To the floor.
Kempai.
Salut.
Salut.
Sante. Sante. What do they say in Antarctica?
Nothing, because there's no cunt there.
Yeah, there is.
Is it?
On the, at the bases, yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, again.
Cheers.
It depends. If you're at the American base, then there'll be Americans. If you're at the New Zealand base, there'll be New Zealanders.
What do the aliens say when they drink?
Phone home.
Phone home.
Oh, that's not actually that bad. I thought that was going to be way worse.
I knew you were going to think you would hate it, but not actually.
I thought that was going to be way worse than that.
Yeah, Canadian Club, a lot of people like Crown Royal as a Canadian whiskey, but Canadian Club makes a really good whiskey sour.
Mm. So I used to drink a lot of Canadian Club. I've sort of gone from, like, over the years, I've gone from one drink to another drink to another drink, because you just sort of get over it after a while.
When you drink as much as you do, yeah.
Yeah. And all the beers are always fine, but when it comes to spirits, it's like, I used to drink a lot of Canadian Club with Jared, who we were with the other night.
From Subway?
Not the paedophile, no.
Oh, okay.
I'll also, to your point of you get obsessed with drinks, it's because you have ADHD and you get hyperfixated on a drink.
Huh? I'm joking.
Yeah. How loud is the licking on the microphone there? Obviously not loud enough because he's not paying attention.
She's all right.
It's not that bad. Not that bad? Okay. But yeah, that's why you...
Yeah, I end up sitting on one
obsessing
thing.
Obsessing on one drink for a long period of time. It's because you're ADHD.
But speaking of beers in Canada and the Prohibition.
You would call us light, man.
That's American.
No, we still drink a lot of Coors Light.
It is huge in Canada.
Is that?
Bud Light, Coors Light, Budweiser, Coors Banquet, or Coors Original.
Coors Banquet's real good.
Yeah, a lot of people like it. Yes, yeah. For sure. But so craft breweries in Canada have been around for a little bit, but in Alberta... Not since 2013. So Molson Canadian, I believe...
10 years ago.
Yeah, I could be wrong about this. But I remember, because I grew up in Alberta, and a lot of people would go to BC, would go to Saskatchewan, and they'd rave about... I'm from Saskatchewan! A little flashback to our Ukrainian episode.
Oh, God, yeah.
You lost his train of thought.
Sorry.
So in Alberta, craft breweries weren't a thing because I believe it was Molson Canadian. I could be incorrect about this, but they had they helped implement a production law in Alberta. AGLC had a production law where if you didn't brew, I believe it was 50,000 liters per batch of alcohol, you couldn't brew alcohol. So in 2013...
Oh, so you had to brew like...
You had to be big brew.
Yeah,
like, you had to be pretty much a big company fucking...
Yeah.
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 Otherwise, nah.
Yeah, which Molson had a big monopoly on and a lot of the other bigger beers. And in 2013, Alberta finally changed that law and breweries from 2013 started popping up.
I was going to say, you'd open like
everywhere.
Small town.
Microbreweries.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Even, yeah, the amount of breweries that popped up after 2013 is insane. There's basically a brewery on every corner next to the Starbucks.
Well, I mean, you would if you could, couldn't you?
Todd. What's the Canadian Starbucks? It's like
Tim Hortons. We also have Starbucks, you know.
Do you?
Despite...
Well done.
Yes. We are growing as a company. And America also has a couple, or the United States of America has a couple Tim Hortons.
Is so it right even, on the border next to Canada?
We're even breaching the ICANN, neither confirm nor deny that subject.
Oh. No, like, I mean, if you pass a law that... Like, you could only have something that brewed 50,000 litres of something or whatever. It'd be, holy shit, there's no way I could do that. There's no way I could own a little fucking bar and brew that much fucking piss.
No, not in your garage.
Nah. But if you turn around and you go, oh, I can brew, I don't know, 10 lots of 50 litres. And you can have, like, a constant mix. So, like... One keg goes on, and then that runs out, and you have another keg and whatnot. That'd be real good for them, wouldn't it? Because you'd just be like, oh, yeah, we've got a different beer this month. We've got a different beer this month. And you just constantly do it.
Yeah, and there's a lot of breweries that do that. They'll...
You just chip, like, swap in, swap out.
Yeah, and that's a big thing in the craft brewery in Canada is they have their classics that they love.
Yeah.
And then they...
So they keep those.
They keep the classics, and then they swap in, swap out all the other ones. There was a really nice one. It was a... Strawberry Daiquiri Sour that I had. It was one of my favorites.
Yeah, nice.
I quite like sour beers.
Yeah.
We've got a place in town here called Craft, and they take a lot of the craft beer, like all the craft beers, don't they, from around New Zealand.
CBK, like Craft Beer Mark, or nah, Craft Beer Kitchen?
It's like a privately owned little bar, and they take all the craft beer, like all the top craft beers, like all the ones that are selling and everyone loves, and they'll swap them out each month or every couple of weeks, and they'll have a different beer.
Yeah.
I go in there and normally drink Woodford Reserve whiskey, but every now and again I'll see a beer and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'll try that. They had one the other day that was like, you know those little cola bottle lollies?
Yeah.
It tasted exactly like that.
Really?
Me and AJ, when AJ come back home, and I was like, holy shit. He's like, what? I was like, what does that remind you of? And he goes, I don't know. I was like, that's like the old cheap Coca-Cola bottle lollies. And as soon as I said it, AJ was like, it fucking is. And it was so fucking yum. But then on the other hand, I've tried some and I'm like, that's fucking disgusting. A little bit.
Yeah, I think craft beer still has a long way to go in its flavors.
I've always, like Steph knows, I've always said, I like my beers. I'll happily drink a Corona. I'll happily drink a Stella.
Yeah.
Or a Heineken.
We like the beige beers.
The ones that have always been around and are good, don't fuck with them. Just leave them.
I don't mind them as a taster. I love a pickle beer as a taster.
Oh, yeah. She done
like
that.
Like a dill pickle beer.
Yeah.
I had one for a while ago. My dad loves craft beer, hated the dill pickle beer, so he gave me the rest.
Yeah. We went to Beervana, won it?
Yeah.
In Wellington. And Steph tried, like, all their beers were made with pickle.
Piggy, stop snoring.
They were all made with pickle, and they were all like, I was like, I'm not going to fucking try that. That's fucking gross. And Steph loved it. Ooh. And I was like, nah, sorry. And
darling.
That was when we won the tickets to the darts as well, wasn't it? She's awake.
I know, but she's still snoring.
I know.
So if you set her up, she'll stop snoring.
Piggy. Oi. Bubba.
No, she's down for the count.
Yeah, she's
like. She's not.
Look at those eyes.
As soon as we stop giving her direct attention, she'll go back to lying down and snore again.
Well, she'll literally stare at me like that for like 20, 30 minutes without blinking.
Nah, she's way too snoozy for that.
She is. Her eyes are red. Are you getting your bed?
Right. Do you want to go to bed?
Fuck me. I love you too. But yeah, we went, they do the craft beer thing in Wellington. Is it once a year or every couple of years or something? And it's like, you go there and they've got, they've got heaps, like all these craft brewers that literally just brew it in their yard. and you go try it and you're like, fuck, that's good. Or 99% of the time for me, it's like, fuck, that is shit.
Yeah, you don't like craft beer.
I don't. It's not... I don't get how people get the taste palette of trying something and going, ooh, that's really nice. I can taste this, this, and this. I'm like, no, you fucking can. You can't taste shit.
Oh, the notes of coffee and caramel. Yes. Yeah. And the notes of, yeah, bro, chocolate.
The amount of people... When we were in Christchurch, and the guy like at the bar was like, oh, it's got hints of this, this, and this. I'm like...
Oh, Riverside.
Tastes like a beer.
Yeah, my dad loves craft beer. He's got one of those apps, and he goes to every craft brewery, and he marks which brews he has, and the tasting notes, and they get awards, like little achievements for the beers they taste. It's a thing. It's a thing, for sure.
That just feels like Pokemon for beer.
100%. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
Steph knows I've never been a fan of craft beer. There is the odd one that I do like, but.
Yeah.
It's like crabs.
Crabs. What?
No, craft beer.
It's like crabs. Do you get. I don't. What?
Aiden has not listened to us for the past 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
He's just asleep.
What did you say? Craft beer, it's like crabs.
No, I said you got to catch them all. It's like crabs.
Right. All right. Yeah, now I get that.
Yeah.
We're having our own conversation.
Yeah, my bad.
We can.
Anyways, back to Canada land. Crack on.
Well, so I just
come here to drink.
Past prohibition, each state has its own laws.
In Canada?
Yeah.
Like, each individual.
They're provinces. Well, provinces. Or territory, not
states. No shit!
In regards to alcohol. Yeah.
So, Alberta, like, if I went... Yeah, so if I went from, like, Alberta to fucking...
Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
That's not a province, though. That's a...
Saskatchewan is a province.
Yeah, it'd be separate. So they'd have separate laws on the booze.
Yes. Yeah, so
they Alberta, might be the same, but that's only like by coincidence.
Alberta has the youngest drinking age in Canada, the age of 18.
18.
Most of the provinces in Canada have the age of 19 as age of drinking.
That's weird.
Oh,
19 is real weird.
Yeah, it is a weird age.
Because most of the states is 21.
21.
Mm.
There's only like two states or something that's 18.
Yeah, but it's 18 with parental consent.
Pretty much.
Yeah, also in the UK, it's 18. Pretty much free reign as long as you're in your... 16
with parental consent in restaurants.
Yeah, depending...
If you're at home in private, it's over 5 years old.
Yeah.
You can be at home and have a beer. As long as you're with your mum and dad, you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's each province has different laws, which is why Alberta never craft brewery wasn't a thing in Alberta until 2013, until they lifted the batch size creation.
Oh wow! I suppose because everyone would just go fucking nuts, wouldn't they, and just be like,
wouldn't it? It's just like anywhere else that you.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was more of a business move from the bigger breweries, like. That were in Alberta, they wanted to keep large batch brewing so they didn't have any competition.
Yeah.
So you get the large brands that you like.
Yeah. So you get all the big commercial fucking, and then they'll be like, well, nobody can take anything from us and you have to buy our booze.
Yeah,
that makes sense. And then they finally turned around and went, well, turns out you can actually brew your own now. And they've gone.
Probably when microbrews started becoming a thing, like about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, okay, we really can't stay away from this.
It did take off massively real quick, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely a trending.
In New Zealand, it's real bad.
It's very trendy here.
In England, it's not a thing. I don't think it's much of a thing because you go to.
Maybe it is. Maybe we've not been there.
But... Yeah, true.
I think, too, well, England's been around for so long that. You know, the beer is tried and true. Like, even Kronenbourg has been brewed since 1662. They use the same yeast.
recipe from
way back in the day. Like, it's they put that much time
and
into
it still
it.
Tastes like shit. I mean, I give them credit.
Like, and like gin distilleries boring. Have been like small since forever ago in England. Like, it depends what that has been allowed, I guess.
I suppose it depends where you go, what you're having, what you like.
Mm.
It's not really. I suppose when you go to where I'm from, you go to Hull and you're like, well, there's 10 pubs per two streets. Like, you walk down one street, there'll be more pubs than anything.
Mm.
And they'll all serve the same shit. And you'll go in every single one and you'll have the exact same beer in every single one.
Depends on the vibe.
Yeah.
But then it's like hairdressers.
We call that a pub crawl.
Yeah.
That's not a pub crawl, that's just getting home. That's literally just getting home.
But it makes for an easier pub crawl.
It does, yes.
You know, I can't say that I've ever done a barber crawl. I haven't gone from one barber to the next.
No.
Are you going on the hair thing again? Because you know I ain't got much.
You know,
Sam has one haircut. He can't go back for a while.
I know. I feel like he is the monk that started Cronenberg in 1662. You know, he's got that perfect cul-de-sac that you can just barely see if you let it grow out.
I know. I also love that the problem is you've tattooed heavily where your hair grows. And then you have a patch on the back where your hair doesn't grow and you've also got barely any tattoo and it just accentuates it.
I'm sorry. Can you look that way? I see what you're talking
about.
See
what I mean?
Yeah, yes.
Because it's the top of the skull where you've just shaved back.
Yes.
But the shading hasn't happened.
No. Problem being a tattooist is you never get to get your tattoos done because you're tattooing every other fucker. Like this.
Yeah, but when Josh was over, rather than getting I like this, don't get me wrong, but rather than getting your electric bolt, you could have just had everything that's undone on your head and body.
I didn't have time to do it.
I was gonna say that lightning bolt I feel like took less time to do than anything else on his head.
Than giving your wonky eyed wench another finger.
Oh, is that his back tattoo? Yeah. Yes, I remember that.
Shut the fuck up. It doesn't matter where anyone comes from or who the fuck you are, I always get bullied. It's fun. It's cool.
Or stop having a wonky eyed wench on your back.
Go fuck yourself.
I think I love his tattoos.
Thank you.
I love all of them except for her.
Why? Because she's got massive
tits. Because she looks
tits.
At me like there and there.
She's supposed to have wonky eyes.
The problem is you don't see it. I see it every night when you roll over.
Like your ass.
I thought she was going to say something else. I'd be like, nah, we don't do that.
Oh, when I peg you, yeah. I didn't want to put that on camera, but...
No. That's not cool. So now that we've finished talking about pegging me, which also
I have nothing to do with, I might add.
Nick, if you're listening, she has never pegged me yet.
Yet.
It's always an important word.
Yet.
It's a big distinction.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah. At the time of filming, hasn't happened yet.
No, it might happen.
But at the time of release, who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, well, you never know.
Exactly.
That could be like a couple of weeks, a couple of months, and before you know it, I'm walking like a cowboy, and it's just been a horrific night.
What was
or
that?
A Rain- fantastic night.
Yeah. struggle, snuggle.
Was it that movie Rango with Johnny Depp as the lizard?
Yeah.
And he's copying the
motions.
Yeah,
yeah. He's like,
walking like him. So you said walking like a cowboy, and that came into my mind.
Yeah. That's actually quite a good movie.
Tumbleweed Crossing. Who gets out there pegging first?
You need to watch Django.
We can just mold it on your dick and then it's fair, it's fair.
Oh, did you hear that thing about that girl on the radio?
I hate that.
You fucking hated her?
No.
No.
Oh, I no, come out on the radio the other day. She fucking called in or messaged in. It's so fucking bad. So she was house sitting, right? This shouldn't even be on the podcast, but I don't give a fuck. She was house-sitting for her mum and dad. She was staying in her mum and dad's bed. And she got bored and she's watching a movie and fucking found this box under the bed, like a shoe box. And it had sex toys in it. And she was like, oh. So she was looking through and she found this fucking dildo in there. She goes, oh. So she went and gave it a wash. She washed it all off, cleaned it all up, and went to fucking town on herself. Carried on going to town herself. She was having like the best orgasm she's ever had in her life. Her words, not mine.
I see where this is going.
Right?
I don't.
No, so. No. Oh, bro, it gets worse. She was having the best orgasms of her life. When she'd finished, she'd all over the place. She then looks at the dildo, and on the side of the dildo, it says, Cloner Willy. She was wanking off with a replica of her dad's dick, and it was giving her the best orgasms of her life.
Wasn't that a psychological thing, like, say, you know, the Freudian, you know, thing where...
Slip.
Yeah, where...
Slip it in.
It's just...
I saw that going there.
Now, I don't know if that is as bad as I worked with these girls.
I don't know where you're going next, but that was bad.
You got a worse one than that.
Well, I don't know if it's worse. I guess, no, probably not worse. It's not, like, familial.
The only thing worse than that is the actual dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then it's not that, it's not worse. But
I need to hear this.
I worked with these girls back in Canada, of all places.
Typical.
And
that'd be nice to say no.
Yeah, they lived together. They were just roommates. They were both single mothers. Mm-hmm.
Roommates.
And no, they were roommates. But the one stole the other's sex toys and was using them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not as bad as the using your dad's dick to...
Well, yeah. I mean,
no.
Is it that bad?
Why?
Yes, it is bad.
I mean, it's like, what if you had no opinion? You know, if you didn't know that it was, what difference does it make? It could just be, you know...
You'd never know.
You never know.
I'm not about it.
No, you're not about it.
But she was definitely about it.
It'd be like Aiden using my cloner Willie in the bedroom, be like, fuck, that's the best orgasm I've ever had. And you'd be like, oh, that's actually Sam's dick. And Aiden would be
like, I use different dildos to get myself off.
I'm glad you finally admitted it on camera.
Oh, that's being saved.
I'm glad you admitted it on camera finally, Aiden.
Do you think after the fact she fantasized about it?
I don't want to think about it.
I hope for her sake, no.
I don't
but
think she's alive anymore.
What?
What? What?
What?
I don't know what he said. He just after we all said what he went.
Yeah, you said I don't think she's alive anymore.
Yeah. She might be dead.
Dead.
What did she do?
Oh, shit.
No, that's not
anyways, back to where we were. That was a fun chat.
So. Continue.
Sorry. There'll be a spike.
Continue.
No, sorry. I didn't have any follow-up.
Oh, you were just swing.
I just said so, yeah. But I do knit. I don't
crochet?
You were telling me about that when we were tattooing you, were. You did like a little knitting thing, or was it like a cross stitch fucking thing that you were doing?
Was I think that it you? Was just a joke.
I don't think that was me.
No, it must be another client. No, this like this fella I tell you, he actually does like what are those things you hang up on your wall, like your nan used to do?
Cross stitch.
Yeah, and he does all those.
A crochet. No.
Probably cross stitch. If it's something you put like in
no,
a frame.
It's like in a frame, yeah.
Yeah,
he does heaps of it, and I'm like...
That's not the game with the hammer and balls.
No, it's croquet.
Crochet is the big knitting needles, I think.
Yeah, it wasn't... Definitely wasn't something I expected him to do. It was very strange. That's why when you just said it, I was like, oh, was that you?
Nah,
he was just making a joke.
Yeah. It was a shit joke. Made me think about
something. Nobody's laughing.
When you, like, come up with something else to make it weird,
No, I thought it was the, never mind.
So back to Canada.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, so, should we do our shot?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Our shot of Canadian Club.
Oh, so we've had a whiskey sour with this.
Saskatoon.
Saskatchatoon.
Saskatchatoon.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, ladies. Oh. Let's put half that back in. Oh. It's not that bad.
I almost prefer shooting the Ukrainian.
He almost prefers not touching it.
Oh! It was me saying I spat half of it back and it was like the tiniest little bit. You had half the shot still back in there.
Definitely tastes better in a whiskey sour.
Canadian Club is not good to shot.
No, it's not, eh? Actually, I don't think any whiskey is nice to shot.
No, I can shot Jack Daniels pretty easily, but I drink it all the time.
No, but I quite like sipping whiskey. Like, that would have been nice to just sip on.
On ice? The rocks?
I could have sipped on that, whereas...
With a little bit of lemon, simple syrup, egg whites, it's really good to sip.
And the rest of the grocery store.
So a sour pretty much
the same.
Oh, you guys put together the pieces, yeah.
Right, so first drink,
B-52.
That's up there, that's an 8. Like, it's not strong, but it is a yummy fucking shot.
See, I'll give it a 7 because it was yummy, but I could not do many of them a night.
Nah,
it's too sweet for me.
Too sweet. What do you reckon?
Man, I'd say 7 as well. They are definitely a bitch to make with all the layering. They take a little bit of time.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse than
getting a table
who wants 10 B-52s and you're like, ooh.
Yeah, fucking
around it.
But
The Caesar, not the salad. Found that out today. I didn't mind it that much. I'm only gonna give it a 6. That's not up there for me. It's better than most things, but it's definitely not something I would be like, oh yeah, I'll have another one.
I didn't taste the clams in it.
That's well, there isn't clams in it.
No, it's in the juice, isn't it?
But I didn't taste the clam juice then.
Yeah, that's the point.
To me, that was like a Bloody Mary.
Oh, like, so you're going to rate that hard.
It's like a 9.
Yeah.
They're good drinks.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, I would... For me, Caesar's is a difficult one to number because there's so many variations. Like, you can do a Jameson's and pickle
juice. Yeah, you can do it so many different ways.
And do a pickleback Caesar. We did a Sunday... There's a Caesar with pineapple juice and spiced rum with Clamato juice called the Asoyu Caesar. Mm-hmm. I've never actually had one, but I've had to make one. Some people like it.
We don't have pineapple juice to try one.
No, we don't.
Otherwise, we could have made one.
Yeah, I figured we would just go classic Caesar, but I'm partial to the dill pickle Caesar.
I thought it was going to, like, honestly, I thought it was going to be way worse than what it was.
Yeah, it's definitely a good...
I've had a snack with it. I'm happy.
Yeah. It's definitely a good brunch drink. Breakfast drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hungover drink.
Yeah, I can't ever do like a night of... I say Bloody Marys because that's what I've ever drunk before, but like, I can't do a night of them, but for a morning drink, afternoon drink, like a starter drink, it's perfect. I love it.
Yeah, you don't do Caesars all night.
You do like
a Caesar in the morning on a Sunday fun day.
Yeah.
You know? So I would definitely rate Caesars as an 8.
Yeah.
As far as cocktails go.
Well, 6, 8, and 9. I knew you were going to rate it high because you fucking love them.
You know why it's not a 10? The admin.
Because it's so much to actually fucking create.
You know how long he was in the kitchen for?
Yeah, you managed to drive to Kmart and back and he was still doing it.
Still doing
I was
it.
Okay. Listen. A whiskey sour took more time to make than a Caesar.
Yeah, to be fair, there was a lot of time spent in the kitchen and you were preparing both.
The whiskey sour.
You'll see on our Instagram the elaborate lengths he went to, and it was Instagram perfect.
I had to do Canada justice.
Yeah.
With our Caesar. But I wasn't gonna let us pop out on that.
The whiskey sours we had, I actually quite liked way more than I thought, and I would give that an 8.
And I'm really happy with that because I love a sour. But you will never have one. So if I order one, you'll never drink it, you'll never try it.
Nah.
You'll never order one, and I'm like, you probably like it. Turns out
we've had one before together. We must have.
No, I don't think we ever have. I think you think it's an old fashioned when I'm ordering it.
Well, maybe I'll give that an 8. That I actually like that. That was nice.
Yeah, 8 for me.
Yeah, it wasn't over the top. It wasn't overpowered. It was nice and smooth.
And I do think you're right. Canadian Club makes a good whiskey sour.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. The other really good alcohol that makes a good Canadian sour is Honey Jack Daniels, because it adds that little bit of honey into the lemon.
No.
Why?
Because you drink that shit straight.
Yeah, it's good straight, but in a whiskey sour, it just adds a little bit of note of honey to it.
Don't fuck with the Jack.
Jim Beam honey?
The Wild Turkey honey.
Oh, yeah, that's
That's the real nice one. Turkey honey.
It's called American honey. Mm.
Yeah, from Wild Turkey.
Don't try
and correct me on alcohol, Aiden.
No, Aiden's just like, this is my drink.
It's so good.
It is
the best one.
I think Jack Daniels is a really good cinnamon whiskey. I prefer JD Fire to Fireball.
Sam hates cinnamon.
There's nothing like a good cinnamon smoked old fashioned.
Yeah.
You smoke the cinnamon stick, put it over the glass, mash your sugar and bitters together into a paste, pour the Fire Jack, stir it with some ice so it dilutes it, double strain it over a rock, and put the smoked cinnamon back inside. Oh, nothing
like
that.
Where are you sleeping tonight?
I bought a memory foam mattress.
Yeah, I know you told me. You're probably going to need it.
To convert my car into a camper van so I can do the rest of New Zealand. I don't do cinnamon.
No, Sam hates cinnamon.
I can't do it. Cinnamon tomatoes, I can't do it.
Well, we tried to get him the other night. We gave him some Fireball and his Jack Daniels, and he did notice about halfway down the drink. He drank for a long time.
Yeah, halfway
It was
though,
very
halfway
little.
Day.
It must have been fuck all that you put into it, but I started tasting it. I was like,
I don't know.
The fuck is that?
She put like a hot, she went like full into it. There's no measurement other than.
So you guys just heard that my wife genuinely tries to piss me off on purpose.
No.
With her friends.
I just witnessed her do it.
They genuinely try to piss me off on purpose.
No, I think they're just trying to educate you on the finer culture of the planet.
Also, you loved mulled wine until someone told you there was cinnamon in it.
I've never loved mulled wine.
You're an absolute fluffing liar.
I've tried it. I'll drink it, but I didn't love
it. Now, I had this mulled wine and
I've never loved mulled wine. I don't like wine in general.
When I've made mulled wine, you've been like, oh, this is really tasty. Oh, this smells so good.
I'm joking. I love you.
I would give the whiskey sour.
You sure you're fucking done now, Matt? We're going to have an argument when we go to bed.
You know, it's not the first relationship I've ruined.
I mean, if you can ruin our relationship, I'd be impressed.
I would be too. Many a tried and many a failed.
I mean, we're pretty solid, but
that was more of a dig at me than at you guys. But I would rate the whiskey sour. I want to say 8, but honestly, I think I'd give it a 9.
You can give it a 9.
Well, whiskey sour is one of my favorite.
Is it because you made it?
Oh, okay. So
oh, no, fair enough. Yeah,
and but I feel like 10 is a really
Unachievable.
No, so nobody, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So everyone
maybe
we've
an
done,
eight, then.
Nobody has made a 10 yet, have they?
No.
There's been a 9.5, I think.
I can't remember.
No, last season you did give a 10.
Did we? Who yeah. was it?
That's a great question. I have to re-look at there's, the podcast.
We'll any, tell you
anyone
post.
That I would give a 10 would be like a Sinatra's 50-year Jack and Coke Zero.
Well, we'll find out, because before we post the video, we will...
Or it'll be something really fucking... That tequila that I had, that was $80-odd dollars a shot, that would have been a 10.
Have you ever had Azul Respirado?
A what?
No.
So Azul's a type of tequila. It's pretty... I think in Canada, anyways, it's about $400 a bottle for 25 ounces. And it makes a fire old fashioned. You take the sugar with, or not sugar, but I took agave syrup with the bitters, and then I poured this tequila in there.
We love agave, don't we?
Yeah.
And then you don't have to add any agave to it.
We should shut down this podcast now, as we're probably going to carry on talking a lot of shit and have a couple of drinks. And we will see all you guys next Tuesday.
That's a wrap on today's journey with Boozed Up Brits Abroad. But hey, the adventure never truly ends. Remember, the fun continues on all your favourite platforms. Connect with us on YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and share your thoughts and let us know what you've been sipping on while you listen. And if you've got suggestions for future destinations, we're all ears.
As always, see you next year.